Gordon Bester.
On the line, the executive mayor of Tshwane, it is the Solium Simanga himself. Good morning, Mr. Simanga. Good to hear your voice again. You well?
Martin, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. You've got your work cut out for you. I'm sure you're up way earlier than the rest of us.
I must tell you, you have your good days and you have your not-so-good days. But yeah, we keep moving and we have to keep moving forward.
Got some good news for us this morning. Before we get there, just a quick check-up. The taxi violence, horrible in the city yesterday. Joburg had its fair share of cash in transit, and yesterday it was taxi violence for Pretoria and the city of Tshwane. And is it continuing this morning? Is it under control? To the rest of us, it just seems like it's out of control at the moment.
No. Martin, we had meetings up to very late yesterday with the Mamelodi Taxi Association and the Menland Taxi Association. There has been an amicable solution that has been sought.
Okay.
And everybody is back on board, and the taxis are operating as they should be today. And there's no problem. And I must say that this, the city of Tshwane, through MMC Sinkobube, have, for the longest of time been, at the center of trying to find a lasting solution to the problem. We know that there's been brewing tensions, but at the same time, we have been engaging, all taxi associations within the city. And this is why the city of Tshwane hasn't had any major flare-ups between the taxi associations, because we have, for the longest of time, been trying to bring everybody around the table. And yesterday was seen as a bit of a slap in the face, if you like, in the morning, what happened, because there had been negotiations, there had been some undertakings from all associations, and I think yesterday was just an unfortunate incident.
But do you put your foot down quite sternly with them and say to them, listen, you guys have to make it work? And you can't just shoot in public places. There are civilians around.
Well, they can't shoot at all, period.
No.
That is something that we have, put to them. And, nobody is willing, or from both sides, nobody's willing to own up to them. To an extent, I think it is a good thing, in the sense that you don't then have another group retaliating to say their members are short, therefore they're going to retaliate, and so forth. So I think it's a thing that now we need to manage going forward, and having people again around a negotiating table, it is a good sign, because it means that we'll be able to then find a lasting and peaceful solution to the problem.
Just a quick one about the dump trucks and being escorted by police. Seems to be quite alarming. What's the situation there?
Well, Martin, as I was saying earlier on, you have the good days and you have the not so good days. We have started negotiating. We've started negotiating with the service providers to go back. Unfortunately, there is a group around the city that has gone around threatening, service providers. And this is becoming a problem. I've raised this with the president. I've raised this with the premier. You would remember on Carte Blanche, there was a show or something around the business forum. It's what we're dealing with here. People who go around disrupting services, stopping services, hijacking trucks and dumping trucks in the middle of the highway or closing our dump sites. So that's what we're dealing with. We were in court. We met with a few people trying to find a solution. And really, this is really deflating to myself, because when we're starting to see that the city is really getting clean, we're getting into a rhythm, and now this. But we're hoping that we'll be able to find a solution today. I'm hoping that we'll also be able to begin to clean the city again.
You know what? There's a saying, desperate times call for desperate measures. And I was saying this yesterday as well with the cash in transit situation. We've got the Minister of Police coming onto the show next week. If it means that you have to start escorting dump trucks or cash in transit vans, if the police have to start escorting them around, so be it. We have to flex our crime busting muscle, as opposed to being overruled by criminals in this country. So be it. So be it. If that works, and the cleats and they work, then great.
You're absolutely right, Martin. But, one of the things that you would need to appreciate is that you have 107 wards in the city of Tshwane.
Yeah.
And all that, you need hundreds of trucks. Now, you're not going to be able to
escort every
truck being escorted. So, are we trying to do our best? And we are also going to reach out to the South African Police Services. And it needs to be, we need to, you know, escalate it to the military, because not only does this amount to economic sabotage, it means to, it amounts to health risks to our people, because if you're not able to remove waste, you know what happens in the long run.
Sure.
So those are things that we now need to say, you know, how long are we willing to, or are we willing to allow this to continue? You know, and how much are we willing to take? And I've said we cannot take much more.
Good
I
for
mean,
you.
The residents are demanding of proper service and a clean city of us, and we need to give them that.
Good for you. Good for you. Just quickly, you've got some good news for us. A beautiful, is it a choir competition?
Yes, we have the World Choir Games, like the you know, like what we have now, the soccer World Cup. So we have the World Choir games that are taking place in the city of Tshwane. Over 315 choirs that are here.
Cool.
16,000 participants. And when you look at the support and everybody else that is here with the choirs, you're talking about 45,000 people that are here with
sure.
a spending capacity of over 400 million. When you look at
sure.
The companies that are also here to support the event, the advertising rights, and so we're very excited about what is happening in the city of Tshwane today.
I'll tell everyone a bit more about that coming up, but I love the slogan as well, various voices, one harmony. Beautiful thing, hashtag 2018, hashtag World Choir Games. Thanks for sharing that with us. Please join us in the studio sometime.
Martin?
Yeah.
If you would allow me, we're having our mural legacy concert on Sunday.
Yes.
On Sunday, you will have many, many choirs singing. At the Sun Arena. It's going to be a spectacular show. I mean, anybody who has seen the opening of the World Choir Games
yes.
on Wednesday would know that there is talent, you know, Panan in South Africa. And we are going to have a fabulous show on Sunday, with its Panero Legacy concert. What we are asking for, you know, we're not going to charge you any money for entrance. We're asking is that you come, bring a blanket
nice.
Or a pair of shoes or some toiletry bag that we will donate to the needy, you know, children and families, you know, immediately after the concert.
Oh, I love that. That is brilliant. This Sunday, yeah. 8th of July, Sun Arena, Times Square, 5 o'clock. Entrance is free. Bring a blanket, a new pair of shoes, or a packed toiletry bag to gain entry. Beautiful. And choirs from Gabon, Ghana, Kenya, Mozambique, Namibia, and of course, Tshwane choirs as well. Mr. Mayor, see you soon. All the best for your Friday. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much, Martin, and good day to you and the listeners.
Cool. Cheers. That is your executive mayor, Tshwane, on the line, Solly Msimanga. He'll be joining us in studio as well sometime real soon. This is a beautiful thing on Sunday. I hope you're going to support it.
Get up. Yeah. Right now.
With Martin Bester.
In the morning.
Martin, I love your show in the morning. Te hou my wakker.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Giving you a fun way to wake up.
Martin, I love listening to you in the morning.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.